You can. I'll say it normally, and you
translate.
Noah
is not certified.
Is not certified
to use the new switchboard.
To use the new switchboard.
And that's true, because it's a huge clusterfuck right now.
And that's true.
Oh, that wasn't... Roger Ebert didn't say that. That
was Darren.
Me.
Oh, okay. Do your best Darren impersonation.
I think, oh, Jesus.
That's not true, because... No, I don't have a Darren.
That's
a Darren.
Elvis Duran.
Darren talks more like his is.
I'm Elvis Darren.
Duran.
I got it.
Okay.
What was that?
Those was... people are callers.
That was my insight. That was my inner voice coming out.
Caller. You're on the
air. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Who is this?
Zach.
Zach Beats.
Zach the Ripper.
Oh, hello, Zach the
Ripper. It's funny because there's an echo and it's freaking me out right now.
Maybe you should lower your speakers.
Maybe it's your head.
Might be my head. Anyways, y'all sent me Summer Slaughter tickets. I was calling to say thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know who sent that, but yeah,
it
was that was
Mick.
Awesome.
You're so lucky. You don't know what Sid had to do to get those tickets for you.
Well, actually, it was just one. I was supposed to get two, I think, and I had to, ended up paying for some chick that I didn't even really know. It was weird.
Fuck you.
Sid has bruises on his knees.
Thank you.
What?
Bruises on his knees? Wow. That's amazing.
Did the chick you pay for fuck you?
Wait, what?
You said you had to pay for some chick.
Yeah,
did
she did. It wasn't even. No, it was my friend's girlfriend. It sucked.
Did she fuck
did
your
you
friend?
Did you DP her?
No one got boned. It was terrible.
What about felching?
Nope, none of that either. It was really bad.
Bone zone.
But I enjoyed myself at the show. It was amazing there.
Masturbated at the show? What's wrong with you?
I think you took that to another level.
What can I say? I'm a sick person. I don't know.
Who
wants,
are you? First.
Yeah, how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to be 19.
Better not to ask, because then we're not responsible for what we say.
Who did you fap to the most of all the bands?
Huh?
Who was the most fappable of all the bands?
The most, what did you say? I'm kind of deaf.
Fappable.
Thanks, Sean.
That is.
Who did you want to fap the most?
Fappable.
Oh, fappable. I see. This is a strange word. I don't know. I wanted to,
Weary?
Let's see, 6 feet under, just because he has such long hair now.
Yeah, no.
I was just like, oh, my God.
And then when they pulled out those Cannibal Corpse covers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Those Cannibal Corpse covers, I was just like, yeah.
Right.
Chris Barnes looks like
but he's... I'm sorry I'm, like, ruining it, because I know this is not supposed to be metal at all. And I felt bad calling in. I was like, this is metal. Oh,
well, we're
the comedy.
We can have a little soupçon of metal. And, you know, then get as long as we don't stay on metal and we get off it quickly.
Oh, okay.
By the way, this is way too long now. This is way too much metal.
Well, funny Chris Barnes story while we're on the topic of Chris Barnes. We were doing interviews at the New York City stop of Summer Slaughter, and we basically took over this. Our set was the staircase.
Right.
And Chris Barnes was not in the venue the entire time, pretty much until a half hour or like maybe even like 15 minutes before 6 feet Under was about to go on the air, play live. And so, we're shooting this thing and all of a sudden Chris Barnes is just walking up the stairs and he's like, hey man, is this the backstage area? And, Frank.
Yeah. You want to do an interview?
And it's just like, oh no, you got to walk through the,
this is the Metal Injection set.
Yeah. This is the Metal Injection set. So this is a closed set. Frank was like, no, you got
to
walk through the bar.
You need a special path to be walking here.
The bar area, and then make a left, and then you can go backstage. He's like, oh, like walk through people? No, man, no. Is there a way to not do? I don't want to. Like, you know, people are going to recognize. It's going to be weird. I don't want to like deal with anyone. Right. I can't deal with anyone right now.
Who you are. Yeah.
And so, Frank had to like escort him.
Frank was
the
security.
And, hide him. Right. And, like. Like two other people from another
did
band.
Did Frank put him like in his emperor hoodie or something and hide him that
no,
way?
He carried him like bodyguard.
Yeah.
And
Frank should have driven him in his $150 car around to the back area so he could have gone.
No,
he's
broken down again.
Oh.
It's fine. That thing is over.
But No, I just envision you guys and your set, like backstage, you know, kind of thing. Like Kramer's apartment when he got the whole talk show set. It's just you guys alone. Yeah, Murph with chairs and a backdrop, the whole deal.
That'd be awesome.
Just waiting. Waiting.
So there you go, Zach the Ripper. Nice little Chris Barnes story for
yes.
you.
Yes.
That's one cool. Post. Anyways, by the way, I'm the guy who made the I Have Certificate thing, if you don't remember.
Oh, the song?
So if you know. Yeah.
Make some more shit.
Yeah.
Here it is. Let me play that for you.
Yeah. Way to burn out quickly.
Probably one of my favorites.
Oh, my fridge. You can go suck a dick.
I want this to be my ringtone.
Hang it.
Ron, how do I do that?
There's a. You go to YouTube and you go make a song your ringtone. And then there will be a video
YouTube?
Tutorial showing you exactly how to do it.
Let
shut
me
up.
Google that for you.
Shut up. I don't want to watch a video where someone gives me the step-by-step instructions.
I want Rob to do it for me.
Anyway,
this guy also he also sent in another.
No problem.
Oh, wait.
Oh, this is you too?
Yeah.
Wow, dude, you're multi-talented.
I can't believe it.
His right, voice cool. is very nice when he's not growling. It's weird.
Thanks for calling in, Zach the Ripper.
Beautiful singing voice.
Have another caller?
Yep.
Can I just say that while we're sitting here, Sean just smacked me really hard in the back of the head and claims there was a mosquito.
I just hung up on the wrong
call. I don't know if
Rob,
there really
I don't
was
know how
not.
To use this.
I'm
going to
hang
up
now.
On the wrong
what
caller.
Are you worried about? Like malaria? Or
all right. If Noah just hung up on you, please call back.
Oh, I feel
how about
bad.
You call back after our music
somebody
break?
Was
let's
talking.
Take, let's take that was
yeah,
still Zach.
Yeah.
Let's take
yeah,
a music
I
break.
Like shit.
We're going to start it out local with a little, we're going to take it back to the 1980s, to the beginnings of thrash metal with a band named Carnivore with a friend of ours, Peter Steele.
I'm only Carnivore.
Yeah. got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
Here it is. Here it is.
Here we are.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome to Hour 2.
The Solutionist.
Are we really going to start Hour 2 like this? Can we just leave that back in Hour 1?
Grow more marijuana plants.
The solution is leave it back in Hour 1. So, just a little while, we have the Vegan Black Metal Chef coming up.
That's right. We have an exclusive first interview with the Black Metal Chef.
Is it really and his first interview?
On a podcast that is broadcast live on metalinjection.net, it is.
Has he done his media rounds? Or?
I think he was featured in some sort of magazine. We can ask him about it.
Blacktail? Was that the magazine?
What is it?
Blacktail?
Tight magazine.
Well, he's a black metal chef, so right. Blacktail.
I don't think
black
it's that
tail.
Kind of black that's in that
magazine. Can we do a black metal tail magazine?
Wait, is he black? Maybe. I don't even know.
We can ask him.
I don't want to assume.
I'm not
he could be an African-American robot. We don't know.
Do you know if he's black? Or?
I do not. No, I'm pretty sure he's white.
Well,
what's his actual name?
I don't know if he wants to reveal that. We don't want to.
Well, if you want to be a vegan, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Thanks, Michael.
It's not the same without the video.
Summer.
Yeah,
that's right. Sid came up with a good question to ask about his poop. Because I want to know if, like, vegan poop is any different or
it's just
regular.
Diarrhea.
Well,
I didn't. The
think?
Poop thing
no,
I think
I
was Sean.
Yeah,
I was the butthole because we were discussing Darren's butthole.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Let's try to get him on the phone. Noah, give him a ring.
Okay.
And we'll make this.
Because if this was me conducting the interview, and Sid said this too.
Yep. From a dolphin friendly phone line.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Vegan Black Metal Chef speaking?
This is. Is this Metal Injection Radio?
Yes, it is.
I wish there was an oh shit for oh shit.
Yes.
I know.
Is this live on the air right now?
You are live on the air.
Live on the podcast?
Yes, on the live cast, in fact.
On the live cast.
Can't say podcast. Because then we'll get sued.
Gotcha. So good. Well, don't call me a member of KISS, so then I'll get sued.
All right.
Could we refer to you by your real name, or should we just call you Mr. Chef?
I don't care. You can call me Vegan Black Metal Chef. You can call me Brian, whatever.
Can we call you, like, Susie or something?
Oh,
like, do we have to call you Brian?
We're not living at your fantasy.
Does it come with money?
Well, we could talk about that off the air. But anyway,
we'll
Brian,
give you a cut of our live cast profits.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on figuring out how to make millions through YouTube videos, which I'm sure you're living in a mansion now.
Millions of views, at least.
Yes. So, first of all, are you, I'm assuming you are a vegan, right? This is how you...
I am vegan, yes. I've been a vegan for about 11 years or so.
All right, and how did the idea to do this come about?
Well, it's kind of a couple different angles, really. Like, in one sense, I'd wanted to answer the question, "What do vegans eat?" Because you typically can't. A bunch of people ask that, of course, and it's like trying to explain meals to people who have no concept of what the hell those meals are. I mean, you can't just say I eat broccoli and chickpeas and spinach and whatever. Cardboard, fucking beans and dirt. Anything like you have to explain things, of course, in terms of whole meal ideas. So, but that's like as a meat eater, if you're trying to explain like a hot dog or a hamburger to someone who has no idea what the hell a hot dog or hamburger is, you have to go in excruciating detail for them to get one tiny little meal of what you eat, and then even then it doesn't really explain it, and they still kind of walk away confused. So I just wanted to say watch the videos.
I see. So,
and
so how did the black metal figure into it?
Well, yeah. Well, and then the second part of it is, honestly, this is kind of most of what I do with my day anyway. I mean, I sit around, I make music a lot, and I like to cook a lot. So it all just kind of blended together.
I have a question. Is Martha Stewart, did she contact you yet? To her people?
Martha Stewart has not contacted me yet.
Oh.
But if you're listening, Martha, he's willing to take your call.
If you're listening, Martha, I'm really responsive to the YouTube messages. But, you know where to get me.
Well, now that she's a hardened criminal, she may know.
So you say that you make music. What kind of – do you have any other projects that you do that people would know about?
Yeah, I do. Although some of the recordings online are kind of embarrassing. But but I've got my own industrial black metal project called Forever Dawn, which I'm getting some new recordings up probably by Halloween. And and then I also play keyboards in kind of an eclectic metal band called Fields of Glass. Those recordings aren't as bad, but I'm actually not on that CD.
I see. And how old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm 30.
Oh, okay. So,
age
that's
six,
okay with
location.
You, Rob? That's fine. If you,
Rob wants to meet you at the
you
bar.
You, I'm just wondering.
Do you want to know what I'm wearing?
I'd rather leave it to my imagination, but if you want to ruin that, go ahead.
Hopefully, perfect.
This involves money also, just like the CZ thing. So,
so
just a bullet belt and spiked wristlets.
Our co-host Sean had a good question. He wanted to know when you crossed over to being a vegan.
The dark side.
Well, all right, whatever you want to call it. But Sean is very anti-vegan, so.
Sorry.
He's from the Midwest.
No, I believe in animal rights.
He doesn't believe vegans
the
actually
right
even
to be
exist.
Delicious.
Like it's a conspiracy.
No. It is.
No, but all right.
Well, we were just a figment of your imagination.
Yes, 100%.
Did your poop?
I don't support fascism.
Did your poop significantly change when you changed your diet?
Did my poop significantly change?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So embarrassed right now.
I can't really even remember my poop. I can't remember what I fucking pooped last week. Let alone what I crapped 11 years ago. My poop is good. It's a nice, solid logs that.
It's a healthy dump.
Come out nicely. They're healthy dumps.
Vegetables and stuff.
But I will tell you this though. One significant thing that I did notice when I went vegan was how not different it felt. I mean, honestly, I guess I wasn't a terribly unhealthy person to begin with, but at the same time, when I went vegan, I said, hey, this feels honestly like normal. And so, I mean, some people are like, oh, well, maybe you felt all this new energy or all this different this or that. I mean, it honestly felt like normal, but in the other sense, it feels like normal. So if people think that it's some horribly drastic change in their life that would be just impossible to do and just feel crazy, it feels honestly like normal. And once you find kind of a new set of things to eat, it feels just like normal.
But there are so many things in supermarkets that I see, like seitan and tofu and stuff.
That's pretty metal.
What supermarkets do you go to?
Seitan.
She lives in
Williamsburg.
Hail Seitan.
And you see all these things, and it's just like, what do you do with it?
No.
Well, if you saw the last video I just uploaded a couple of days ago, that was a whole video devoted to the seitan, or I don't even know if anyone knows how to pronounce it, but I mean, it looks like Satan to me.
My question. Do you have to learn how to cook stuff since you weren't vegan?
Honestly.
He was born this way.
Yeah. I mean, you really do kind of have to, since if you walk through the supermarkets, there's a whole lot of new vegan items these days, but if you really want to eat really well in general, you're going to have to learn how to make something. And much more so probably with being vegan and or even vegetarian or anything like that. They do make a lot of convenience foods now they're a little bit more expensive, and but in general, you're going to want to learn how to cook something. So that's kind of what these videos are about. And but it's honestly, it's not that hard.
There you go. So what made you decide to go vegan? Was it like that Simpsons episode where Lisa went to the farm and she saw the baby?
Paul McCartney?
I went to the
garden on top of my local cookie mart.
Yeah.
And, honestly, I guess in the very beginning, I did have a girlfriend at the time that went vegetarian.
That's how it starts.
And I said, that was like the right thing to do, but I'm not ready for that yet. And then so I continued to not be a vegetarian, and she was continued to be a vegetarian, and that it didn't create any problems. But then my first year of college, I was just kind of sitting around and about to cook some dinner, and I said, well, what the hell am I afraid of? Like, if I see if I recognize that's the right thing to do, then what am I so afraid of? Why don't I have to do it? She obviously didn't die. Like, nothing happened to her when she went vegetarian. And so at that point I said, okay, let's just face this and go vegetarian. And then probably about a couple months after that, I went totally vegan.
Now, when you say it was the right thing to do, how do you mean that? Like, morally, ecologically, like, what about it is the right thing?
Well, that's also kind of many faceted. Like, and I kind of go in depth on this in my blog, in the little Why Vegan section on the blog, but there's kind of two answers. One, kind of the fast answer is that, well, I don't believe in the exploitation of animals. I don't feel that we should... The animals that get eaten go through the most horrid lives possible. And, I mean, they live in most horrid hell than I could even ever imagine.
So good.
And was that?
They taste so good, though.
They might, but I said, hey, you know what? I don't have to put something through that.
Okay.
Just for my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the fast answer to it. And the bigger answer is ultimately I don't, in an ultimate sense, I don't believe in morals in a global sense, but in a more relative sense, the moral aspects has use and has more practical value. But in a global sense, you really can't say anything is really right or wrong. But I mean the whole vegan movement in general. And even if you just put some common sense arguments to it, it takes a whole lot of grains and other farm food to feed the cows and other animal and pigs and chickens and other animals compared to the amount of meat that you get out of it. So it's good in the sense of, well, both environmental factors with the amount of pesticides and land you have to use, and also it's all food that humans could be eating. So it's good for...
You're a big picture kind of guy.
...feeding the world population and... Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, like, I didn't think about this when I first went vegan, but it's honestly one of the, in my opinion, probably one of the easiest things you can do that can make one of the absolute most world-sweeping changes in the world.
Well, you back
everyone along with it.
Yeah, you're cool, you can do what you want, but don't tell me how to live my life. I got
listen.
A steak.
Uh-huh. Rob's birthday is on what is it, Friday?
Yeah.
We are going to get like 72-ounce steaks.
And Rob is gonna do steak fat shots.
Oh, I never thought I was gonna do that.
Yeah, no
steak stands.
Noah's not kidding. They bring you at this place steak fat, like liquid steak fat in a glass and you do shots with it.
Awesome.
Now here's
liquid steak in a glass.
Shankletown in
sounds
the
chat. Fucking delicious.
I know. I could mail you some.
Probably wouldn't keep very well.
that was a chortle.
That was for the pigs that have been slaughtered in the name of bacon.
That was a battle cry.
Shankletown in the chat asks, do vegans eat pussy? Good question.
Do vegans eat pussy? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
That comes from a fully consenting animal. And,
there you go.
I like that.
And... tastes great too.
But back to what you were saying about the animals, I always wondered why, if
vegetarians and vegans are so concerned about the animal well-being? Why are there products that exist in almost every grocery store that's like vegetarian or vegan option, hot wings and hot dogs? Why, like, still eat fake dead animals if you don't want to eat dead animals?
No, absolutely. And that's the good thing is that you don't want to eat dead animals, you don't have to. But you can, but it's a good thing to, or I should say, it makes the transition much easier when we eat things that look or taste somewhat like things that we're normally used to eating.
Yeah,
and it's like, and you basically get all the taste and none of the torture.
Talking of the vegan hot wings, all the taste with none of the torture.
But that's what I mean. Like, why? Like, I'm eating a non-dead animal shaped like a dead animal. You know, like I don't. Why not just have like a vegan shaped something
about
else?
It's more flavor.
Like
Sean,
absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a silly fucking thing, but as I said, if it tastes good and it does not involve the use of animal products, then screw it.
Cool.
Let me ask this question. You said you've been vegan for 11 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you, Sean.
No, I was. Yes, he did.
Next week is the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Do you think your going vegan had anything to do with the attacks on September 11th?
9/11.
Of course it did. The whole fucking world revolves around me. And everything happens for some fucking reason. It's up to that idea.
I think if the Muslim terrorists were vegan, they wouldn't have had enough energy to fly the plane into the building.
No, they could take vitamin C.
That's right, because we're all fucking wasting away. We're like, I mean, I could barely fucking get out of bed this morning if it wasn't for some kind of B12 injection that I have right next to my bed that gets me to the next syringe.
Your bicep must be hurting from this phone. Oh,
like
Bluetooth.
The sloth guy in 7.
It's a tough thing, but it's worth it.
What from back in your non-vegan days? What kind of food do you miss the most, if any?
Do you miss any meaty foods?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I kind of eat better now than I ever did. Ever. I mean, of course, I ate a lot of tasty shit back then too. But and honestly, I was kind of a carnivore amongst carnivores. I ate a lot of fucking meat. But.
Did you ever go like?
I eat a ton of great shit now, and so I really don't miss it.
Oh wow!
What's your favorite thing to eat right now?
A lot of people ask me this too, and there's not one favorite thing. I like anything that is made awesomely well that my body wants at that moment. And the way I decide to eat is I kind of listen to my body, and my body tells me what it wants.
I find a better
and so.
So you don't have favorite cuisine?
I eat so much good shit that I have no one favorite.
Sean,
I have no one favorite.
My body, it says McDonald's, so I have to really ignore it.
Yeah, you gotta go for it then. Make sure to eat a couple more, and we'll see in a couple years.
I could eat hot dogs all day.
I honestly agree with him. I would eat vegan foods because I do feel right, but I just can't fucking do it. Like, I love meat too much. I just love it. I just don't think about it. I don't think about the slaughterhouse, that's all.
Yeah, but what about the free-range
shit? Oh, no, exactly. And that's honestly, if you did, if you brought consciousness to that's honestly the way that you can go vegan without it being a struggle at all. And that's kind of the only way, in my opinion. Is that it has to become harder for you to eat the food than it would be to not eat it.
So it's guilt.
And so.
When the chat said.
Well, it's not even just guilt. It's just bringing consciousness to your actions and saying, "Do I want to be a part of this or not?" And you can feel guilty. Feeling guilty about it is your choice.
But
just being conscious of it and saying, "Do I want to take part in this? Yes or no?"
Okay.
And with no any other connotations about it. And. That's that, and then when you kind of keep thinking about it every time, and you say, a lot of people in the end say, okay, yeah, you know what? If there's another way, let's see it.
There you go.
All right,
so thank you for calling in and taking some time to preach. Jeez, back off.
It wasn't even
I'm totally...
Hey, preaching to your questions.
Back off me, buddy. I'm going to eat my meat. Nothing you can do about it.
Could someone point me to the nearest cow?
You sound like a buffoon.
When is
let's see if I can get it.
I'm going to eat a buffoon in a minute. I'm hungry.
Next for the vegan black metal chef.
Absolutely, man. Well, for a metal talk show, all you guys want to talk about is being vegan.
Well,
yeah.
That's the topic. You're calling in.
We're not like, metal. Do you like bands? What
we
kind
don't
of
really
band?
Talk about music on this show.
Yeah, we talk about. It's a, yeah.
We talk a lot about music.
It's like MTV. MTV doesn't fucking play music anymore.
Yeah. Well, we play music. We just
we try to get you to talk about your poop, man.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, my poop's great. That
poop. All right, that's cool. Thanks a lot for having me, and I appreciate you giving me the time to talk on your little show.
We bootleg all of your videos on Metal Injection, so if you want to watch any of them, you can do it on our site, or do you have an official site?
Are you guys the ones that keep copyright infringement people on?
Yeah, that's totally us. We're totally...
We're not moral at all.
If we
would run a slaughterhouse, if we get that together.
Yeah.
No, but what's your, you have a website, right? What's the URL? Pimp your shit.
Yeah, I got a veganblackmetalchef.com.
Oh, there you go. Very good for SEO.
Yeah.
Very good. And
nerd.
Oh, God. All right, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in and taking some time to talk to us. Everyone check out Vegan Black Metal Chef. It's a funny little series.
You should
and
open
learn
a restaurant.
Something.
You should open a restaurant.
Open a vegan black metal restaurant where you just play.
Absolutely.
Williamsburg.
Immortal.
Right down the block. Do it.
No, it doesn't like to leave.
Absolutely.
Great. All right, well, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks a lot.
Get them all. Get them out of here. Too much vegan talk for me. No, that was great. Thanks
all
for
I could
gift.
Think of that whole time is what we're going to eat on Friday. Should I say the name of this thing?
No, don't.
We don't want people to show up.
There's like
show
eight
up?
Of
Shankle
them.
Shankletown?
That's
yeah.
Shlomo.
Shlomo
might
yeah.
be outside.
Yeah.
It's
I just want to
like
that's probably
like that's
waiting
big
tables
deal.
There, so you might see him anyway.
Shlomo can only go to
well, there's I guess there's multiple locations of the restaurant, so we can give it away. I
want to give some business to them.
Quit being scared of your fans.
I'm not going to be there, so I'm not
like a Martin David Chapman's going to show up.
Yeah.
You can only give away their name if they buy ad space.
Yeah.
Oh, also true.
And all right, library.
Fine.
But we're going to a crazy steakhouse and getting a bunch of porterhouses. And
yeah. The picture in that
gorgeous.
Email was just so disgusting, pornographic.
I feel like we should all wear bathing suits and just rub the meat all
I
over
don't think
our bodies.
Let you in.
Yes, why yes. not? No one.
I thought you were
going to
say
suit?
We're
going
to wear bibs. I want to get like. Bibs with like Robin, cartoon cow
no,
art on it.
No. That says "Happy Birthday, Robin," a birthday cake.
What if we get Noah in a bikini and we write "Happy Birthday, Robin" barbecue sauce on her body, and then we dip the steak in?
The high school
seems
me
like
would have been into
that. The type
that
doesn't have barbecue sauce, they're too classy.
Okay, what do they have?
A1? They probably have their own. Brand
I feel like they wouldn't
sauce.
Even have steak sauce because that's like a faux
well,
pas.
Well, Peter Luger's has steak sauce.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Okay, how about
so
I just pretend
brand.
To be the table and you just put the hot steak on me?
Oh, like
people have done that with sushi. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
What if we just fry Noah and cut her up and either
some Noah tempura?
Just cut Noah up and eat her for Rob's birthday.
What a gift. That would be your gift to me, Noah. The gift of a lifetime. The gift of a life, actually.
Gain your power.
Yeah, Rob will be able to take twice as many dicks.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to go to
stiffing
no,
one more. Yeah. One more than he can.
Well, twice as many.
All right. Well,
and I can take two right now.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Like two more.
Not during the show because you're a professional.
They got to buy me dinner. You know, maybe smoke me up.
When I was
like a circus seal.
When I was 18, briefly, I worked in a...
I took two dicks.
No. This is related to that. It wasn't me taking dicks, but I worked...
You took my dick.
Where did you take the dicks, Dad?
I worked in a porno video
gave,
store.
Where did
gave.
The dicks touch
point,
you?
Point on the dial where you took the dick.
I'm so ashamed. No, I worked in a porno video store, just like as a counter boy or whatever, a cashier. And, like, the guys were Arabic. Like, they didn't know. And they just – so they ordered a bunch of tapes, didn't know what was what. And after I worked there a couple of months, they asked me to sort of help them do the ordering. So that soon slowly became me doing all the ordering. And so we had all these catalogs of, like, the most – like, horse – cock stuff,
God.
Like girls sucking horses, and they would just send it to every store, and hopefully one would stock it in the back room, right? But there was one where a girl took a cock in her nose.
Nice.
Oh, nasal like sex.
Yeah.
It was a tiny cock. It was like a 1.5-2-inch cock.
Nasal coitus.
And yeah, and the girls, well, coitus is vagina, though, I think.
Right? Yeah, they're just intercourse.
I think it means pussy sex. Well, whatever. And so... and her nostril was enormous, so it was like it was just fitting in her nose. But it went on for like we watched it in
was
the store.
Was it just one large nostril or both her nostrils?
Both her.
Large?
It was, she had a gigantic, like a big, big nose, like a Jew nose, but she was a black girl.
What was the name of the store?
The store?
Yeah.
A&J. A&J Porno.
Old Factory.
A&J XXX Video.
Okay.
And it, I don't remember the names of the. It was like Amir and something, but it was two Arabic guys.
Are you Facebook friends with them?
No, they must be like 75 now.
Oh,
they were
geez.
Already old then. You know, that was 20 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, are they Al Qaeda? Were they infiltrated?
They caused 9/11.
Yeah.
And that and nasal sex caused it.
By the way, next week is our big 9/11 spectacular.
That's right.
Spectacular.
Because 9/11 is spectacular.
We're going to have dancing Rockettes dressed as World Trade Centers dancing in hand.
Spearing each other.
Oh.
I will deny all of this.
But during the music break, by the way, speaking of buttholes, we were talking about...
Why'd you look at Sid?
I was shitting.
Oh, my God. Sid
Sid was shitting
the entire music break.
From the time we signed off to the time the Bland came on, Sid was
pretty
in
much.
The bathroom.
I thought he would, like, one of the guys would have to go in there and start pumping your ass.
Five songs.
Why did that go through your mind?
Yeah.
With that plunger.
Bring your gigantic dildos out here so we can plunge.
What, do you go in there and fuck Sid's asshole? He's been in there a while.
The things we talk about. But
I don't want to do that. No, we have to. Yeah. His shit is stuck. We have to fuck him in the ass.
He's in pain.
We need to get the shit out of him.
He's going to explode.
Do I go in the other end? Through the throat. Through the throat.
Oh.
Through the other hole.
God damn it.
But that somehow led to a conversation about where your ass was positioned on the toilet seat. And then, Darren, what did you say about that? Like, you have a phobia.
No.
Darren said he's never looked at his asshole.
Well,
with that
the way
too.
We got to
well,
that,
I said,
that...
yeah, because I said that Sid gave me great advice to not get skid marks on my toilet seat.
Right.
So he said to sit further back.
I said, I can't sit further back because I'm afraid that shit will be like, it'll come out too high and it'll push against the back of the toilet seat. In other words, I don't know where my ass is, my asshole is positioned. And
like,
where this shit is coming from.
Really?
Like, do
I just
know
don't have a good gauge.
To which I asked, so that means you're not one with your hole?
No, I've never, and all the everyone in the room said they've all looked at their own asshole.
I've never seen my
I'm so surprised that you did, like, you've never explored your own body.
But my asshole? What do
well,
I need
yeah,
to
you can
for?
Look in the mirror.
For what?
Well,
I
want to know what it looks like.
Covered in sores or something?
That's gay. I don't know. I don't really want
to. Gay.
How is that gay?
I'm looking at a man's asshole.
It's your own. Does that mean when you jerk off, you're being gay, like giving a hand job?
No, because it's me. It's attached to me, but I'm
so
looking. That's a mirror image of myself. That's, if I jerked off in a mirror, it would be like gay porn. That would be different.
Because you're using technology, you're seeing your asshole through a reflection.
Right.
Then it's gay.
Because it's removed from me.
But it's just you. In reality, it is
when
you.
I jerk off, I'm not thinking about my cock being jerked off.
Okay.
So
what if Hold on. What if it's really sunny out and there's a glare onto your screen and then you sort of see yourself in the glare and you're watching yourself jerk off? Is that gay?
No, I only jerk off in my bed. I only jerk off.
To avoid.
Facing the wall.
Yes. With my eyes shut with a blindfold over it.
If your rationale is because you're not thinking about yourself jerking off, but you're still grabbing a dick, which is pretty gay.
Right.
So,
that's my dick.
But...
it's an exception. It's
so,
a,
so okay. So then, okay. Here's another.
I don't like your math
so
over
if
here,
you were,
Darren.
If you were to take a photo of your ass and look at it, would that be gay?
Yes.
So okay.
And pornographic.
No. It wouldn't be gay.
It wouldn't be gay
if I just saw it, right? But if I'm standing there peering into the mirror, spreading my cheeks and trying to see my asshole.
Have you never tried to finger your asshole?
It's not that. No, never. I had a girl try to do that. I've told it on the air, though, right?
Yeah.
You told us that,
but you've never done it yourself.
But that, like, the shock of it felt good. But then after that, I was really pissed off at her. And she jabbed it in, like, just as out. Like, she was basically.
You take it out really fast, and then your asshole kind of turns.
It didn't even, like, went in
a pink sock.
No.
A pink sock?
It went in, like, a half a fingernail went inside, in like, in the rim.
She
didn't even spit on it.
She
even lit it up.
You?
Yeah. No, but it was just, like, she was jerking
condom.
Me off. And then out of nowhere, whoa, you know, and then at the moment of coming. And it was really freaky.
Oh, so she so you got single penetration.
She was more pranking me, I think.
Did she come out with a little brown under her nail?
I very clean back then.
I got another mathematical test for this.
Go
now, okay, so you say, okay, so you jerk off, touching a dick, gay, but you're not thinking about like you touching your dick, not gay.
Right.
So if like a dude was blowing you, but you were thinking about something heterosexual, that would not be gay.
Not gay.
Not gay.
Not gay.
No, by that match,
just banging
match.
Dudes
again.
Left and right. Like, hey, I'm thinking about fucking
yeah,
Pamela Anderson.
If
Britain.
You're banging a dude, but thinking about banging a chick, not gay.
It's only if you take it in the ass that it's gay.
It's only
well, what if you're thinking about something else?
But the act of sodomizing another man, not gay.
None of this is gay. I was just doing a joke for the radio.
This is the gayest conversation we've ever had.
Are you enjoying it?
We're shutting
yes.
it down.
Noah's really turned on by two dudes.
Roger Ebert asks, new game show, gay or not gay?
Sure, all right. What's
gay or not gay?
Well, yeah, like.
Sean, gay.
Gay.
Sydney.
Not gay.
I think you're the only straight guy here.
Nice.
We've just established this.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Even Noah isn't a straight guy.
Noah's so gay.
If you're fucking a chick in the ass but thinking about a dude, is that gay?
Good
yes,
question.
Yes, it is.
Gay.
Depends how good looking the dude is.
Yeah.
The act of fucking the girl isn't gay, but the fact that you're thinking about a man would indicate that you're probably gay.
But what are you thinking about him? Are you thinking, I want to fuck this guy, or I got to remember
like
to get
out for
$5 Fred owes me.
It doesn't matter because
that's
there's some pussy there that you're fucking.
No, there's an ass.
And there's some ass that you're fucking, a woman's asshole.
But you're stroking a penis?
Right,
hand.
But I'm saying if you can't concentrate on that, you're
Sean,
thinking about.
Sean, let it go. Sean refuses to let this go. You're on a different track.
Listen, Darren, go in that room right now and look at your asshole and tell us how you see.
Yes.
It's the only way we can all remain here.
I may get hypnotized and never come out and finish the show.
This is the only way.
Spinning vortex.
Yes.
I'm gonna go put some poopery in there. I'll be out in a half an hour. No,
it's the evil zone.
Am I the only one that's never observed my own asshole? Really?
Yeah.
Rob,
I've never seen my hole, but I've looked.
You've never seen your whole ass,
Mr. Asshole. I've looked at my ass. I've
no, not your
cheek,
but your actual bunghole.
Yeah. No, I've never.
You know
I've
what
never,
it looks like?
Never seen it. No.
I haven't done it in a million. My parents used to have a store.
I know your
the
parents
basement.
Used to do it.
This was probably junior high school age younger. High school age younger. And the bathroom was very small, and against the door there was like a full length mirror. So when I'd get up to like you had no choice. So at one point I like it hurt a little when I wiped. So I'm like, let me see what's going on back there.
Oh, you told me that, and it bled, didn't it?
No, not that time.
Oh, okay.
That time was just a little sore.
Is it gay that he told you that, though?
No.
Because you were you, cause
then you're
thinking
about it. You're
thinking
about
his asshole.
Oh, my God, I'm gay. No.
Everyone listening has...
You're all gay. Everyone in the audience is gay. You just thought about Sid's asshole.
Alert.
Bleeding. You all just thought about Sid's asshole.
It's a homo horn. All right, we have a caller. It might be the gay police. Let's get on the way. 804, you're on the air.
804, you Marino?
Yeah, whatever, you.
Hey. Anyways, I think you guys should have fucking played Hyping Your Death by the Gay Patrol.
Oh, I see.
But, I got a question. Who the fuck posted that, fucking, what was it? Skip the foreplay or skip for whatever the fuck that was. I literally like I gave up on whatever fucking music comes after that or before that. Now
here it is. This is a new song from a new band called Skip the Foreplay. It's the future of heavy metal.
Sounds
it's
like
Chromium.
A pack attack.
I guess it's more heavy.
Let it play out.
Here's the vocals.
The show is so good. Why do we have to go in this direction?
What's so bad about this?
Well, we were talking about poop, and now we're listening to poop.
Oh, okay.
I don't see what's so bad about this.
You like it?
I don't hate it.
Really?
Compared to everything else that we play on the show, I don't see how this is any worse.
This is worse.
I don't see it.
About like cold in the D? What are we talking about?
No, like during the music.
Like metal shit?
Like, what's so bad about this? And here's the thing. I'm going to put you on blast now, Rob.
Do it.
Rob posted the link to this on Metal Injection. And the post of that's a pretty negative slant.
Okay.
Saying, yeah, I hope this isn't the future of extreme music, and if you watch this video and don't throw up your lunch, blah, blah, blah. So clearly Rob's intimating that he also dislikes this and thinks it's terrible.
Okay, so far so good.
Now, I looked at the link and I talked to him online, and I'm like, I don't think this is that terrible. And he's like, honestly, I don't either. And I'm like, so why did you write the post the way you did? And he's like, because I figure most of the kids that read the site feel that
Uh-oh.
Way. I'm like, but why would you want to just, why can't you just be honest? Why do you have to, like, pander?
I don't know why
you feel that way, because most of the kids listen to the show and send shit in to Thrash or Trash It all sound like this.
Yeah.
Almost every band that we take from one of these kids sounds like this.
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
but,
almost every band.
But you know what? I wouldn't want every band to sound like this.
No.
I wouldn't want this to be.
But who said that's going to happen? That's not part of the discussion.
I wouldn't want this to be the future of metal.
But who said it was? You wrote that post. Yeah. They didn't come out and say,
I don't. So see,
this
I'm
is
not,
the lame
I'm
stream
not,
media
I'm
right
not
here.
Lying.
We have to go deeper. Rob doesn't want an outcome to come out of this that he made up himself.
I know. Here's the thing. I know people are going to hate this just because it's just non-conventional, and they're like,
because it's a metal
outside.
Thing to not like, oh, this is sort of poppy. There's keyboards. This is gay.
Yeah.
Fuck this. It's like playing into the stereotype.
Wait,
of what
I have.
Metal
I have.
What do people look like? Go ahead.
How about Rob? From now on, just don't post about what you don't like.
But he doesn't even dislike this. That's the thing. He thinks this isn't bad.
If I don't post about what I don't like,
no Megadeth,
then
no
we
Megadeth.
Never have Immure on the website.
That's a bad thing.
But it's not about what I. It's about I feel what our readers like. It's not really about what I like. It's not like with the video section specifically. Like we'll just post everything, and then the people can decide if they like it or not. No one's going to force anybody to watch an Immure video, but some of our fans like Immure, so why shouldn't I post?
All right, I guess that
the
makes
video
fun.
For them to watch. Yeah.
But I don't think Sid's because you genuinely hate Immure, right?
Yes, I
but
definitely.
But he's talking about things you do like, but then you take a
but I don't,
hipsterish
I don't,
kind of slant that
no,
you don't
but
like
I don't,
it.
I don't talk shit about I don't talk positively about bands I don't like.
Oh,
or
okay.
Or I don't talk shit about bands I do like, unless they did something shitty.
But you sort of did today with this post.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, download this. I just don't mind it. I'm not as, like,
he's saying it's not as negative as you were in the post. That's all.
Okay, yeah, so.
So you're just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're just reinforcing these kids' closed-mindedness when you could instead be like, hey, here's this. What do you all think of it?
I can't believe
or,
that
hey,
you are defending this whenever we do Thrash It or Trash It, you don't even have
I'm not saying that it's great. I'm just saying it's no worse than anything else we play.
I have something that – I have to point out something, though, that Rob defends open-mindedness a lot. Like, whenever there's – like, when there was that thing – what was it? Like, metalheads that were for gay marriage or whatever, Metal Sucks did that. And you were like, oh, the metal community is known for, you know, hating faggots and all that, and you stuck up for this. I thought that was good. And there's a lot of other things that don't
what?
I don't
even
know
what
you're
talking about. Are we back on the gate?
There was
did
a post about it.
Did he call them faggots? Because that doesn't really go along with what he was saying to you then.
Robbie what? Really said faggots?
He didn't say faggots. No. I said that, you know what I mean. It was the summarizing the way that a lot of people
Oh, you're talking about Keith Caputo when he said that he was transgender.
No, it was before that. It was when gay marriage passed.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, whatever. That was just an example.
Yeah, I'm fine. I like Chromio. I mean, I'm not. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing that, you know, that I love about our show is that we like everything, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't hardly ever even talk about metal. And that's, like, to me, we kind of poke fun at metal, which a lot of metalheads will never, ever do, you know. So it's sort of contributing to open.
But one thing we can all agree on that we don't like is the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh.
It's true.
Oh,
and they just put
now
out a song today
them.
with
Jack
White.
White, right?
Yeah, because they're both from Michigan. You know, why not? They're probably friends. Everyone in Michigan knows each other.
He didn't do it with them. He's just on his label.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't I thought he, like, produced it or something.
I don't think so. I think it's just putting it out on Third Man.
But why did he do that?
What is this?
I gotta say,
they like sample the Mozart song.
Yo, that's that Mozart.
Lex mich im Arsch.
Yo, I thought he was a chocolate ball.
Yeah. Nah, that was beef up. Fucking collaborations. How do they work?
He was a freak. Freak? What the fuck you talking about? Well, he had some underground shit people don't know nothing about. Like what? Like a song called Lick Me Arse. What the fuck does that mean? It means lick my ass, bitch. Drop that shit, Jack.
They're getting people into classical music.
They're so classy. This is what you play on a juggalo date.
What is a juggalo date? What is
a
juggalo like?
Date?
Yeah.
You go to
rob a liquor store.
No,
go
you
to 7-Eleven, get some taquitos.
You go to a pig farm and you roll around in all the pig shit.
Do some cow tipping.
Just a lot of drugs.
Yeah, like meth.
Ugly chicks.
Meth the rest of the night. All right, that's enough of this crap.
Yeah, really.
Make meth in your backyard.
What is it? Is it just Mozart playing over
and
a beat?
And they like rap.
Oh.
Yeah, they rap.
Oh, they rap too.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
But we're not. You can,
well,
you can
yes,
listen
can.
To it on the site.
I can wait.
Anyway.
So, do we still have our caller on the line, or is he gone?
No, he hung up.
Oh, well, by the way, we do have a phone line. We have 9 minutes left of show. This show flew by.
It really did.
If you want to talk to us, the number is 646-929-1357.
Except for the vegan part.
Oh, one thing we talked about before the show that we wanted to that we stopped talking about, more sexual related stuff,
oh, no.
was about incest porn. We started talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And
forgot about this.
Now we're going to incest porn.
Yeah,
this
10 minutes
this is the incest porn
this
segment.
This is a topic that we have yet to tackle here on the live cast.
Most of it at some point.
This is our,
well, we mentioned Noah fantasizing about her parents.
This is our...
That's right.
That
was a long time ago.
Wasn't really true.
By the way, this is our 130th episode, and
aww.
At
go out on a bang.
Approximately 2 hours an episode. If you listen to every episode of the show, that's nearly 11 full days of your life that
wow.
you spend listening to us.
Yeah,
I looked it up today.
And what about us? We actually did the show.
Yeah, this is 11 days.
11 commute.
11 full days. Oh yeah.
For us,
yeah, they don't have to commute to listen to it.
Eating before the show.
Oh, just
lingering
talk.
A little bit after
all the
show.
Emails. Oh
yeah.
My God!
It's at least 16 days.
Feels like a year.
I think of Rob as a really great guy, but
so we talk about incest porn and Darren,
well,
you're the expert on this. Go ahead.
What? How am I? Wait a minute. I'm porn.
I only
okay,
agree
I'll
with twin
mantle.
Sister incest
twin
porn.
Sex.
Well, we were talking. Sean and Sid were talking about the Luna Chicks.
Yeah.
So I remember that there was another band. I don't even know if they – I assume they had a band. Never heard their music. But I used to ride the train home with them from work. Like they played at a club around where I used to work. And they were like a Luna Chicks knockoff called the Sisters Grimm. They were two really not very attractive girls and twin sisters. And then Sid heard of them and said that they had made a porno. Together.
Yep.
So I asked that was that like them doing each other though?
See, I never saw the porno. It was just they were like in the scene back in like the mid to late 90s.
Right.
And people had talked about it. And some people said that yeah, they were doing each other. Some people said no, they just both did a guy. It was mm-hmm. like this kind of like urban legend.
So thing. Like you said you saw one though where two twin sisters actually one of you said that.
Sean said
oh,
he
yeah.
saw that. I said I saw mother
yeah.
daughter.
Uh-huh. But mother, like the daughter was just a porn star.
Uh huh.
And I said that. How did you? They show the birth certificate or something? How did you know this was really their mother?
Because it just looked like her mom. She wasn't like especially hot. She was just
yeah,
a mean,
like how tough is it to find some bra that looks like another bra?
How tough
like,
is it
hey,
to find somebody's mom who's also a dirty fucking whore who needs money?
It's true, but it's a lot okay. tougher to find two chicks that look exactly the same.
Well, yeah.
Did you find that hot? I don't like see. It doesn't. I mean, if they're two hot chicks. That's fine, but it doesn't add to it that they're sisters to me.
I think
in like a National Geographic kind of way. It's
no, there was
intriguing
definitely there was
oh my God, they're real. But if you think about it, like, what is the big deal?
There's an interesting
a sin, Robert.
Yeah, there's an interesting taboo to it when it's
well, okay.
two twin sisters.
So if it's two
like
twin
a,
sisters, if
yeah.
they're already being lesbians, that in itself is a sin. Mm-hmm. So what's the big deal if they're related?
It's look at Tegan and Sarah.
It's not like they're gonna. If it's like a guy and a girl,
yeah,
And
that's
they're
bad.
And they're going and
that's
they're going
bad.
And they're going without a condom.
That's dirty.
Does that exist, Aaron? Did you ever have to order one of those?
Never seen one. No. Oh, at the store, tons of them.
Yeah, but you like.
How do you prove it?
I know. Fuck, where were we? I think it was in Chicago. We were at some porn store, and there's a ton of things. It's probably just two people, just two actors, but they try to say like, oh, brother and sister, or father and daughter, but it's probably just two fucking strangers.
Of course it is.
But like, there's a niche market that like. Why not just watch a normal porn and be like, they might be brother and sister? Why, you know, like, why? What's the? I don't know what the draw is.
Because one is an old man and one is a
okay,
young
what's
girl.
Okay, what's the draw to more like just 20s?
Maybe
year old
it's
people
a daddy
like
in a figurative sense. Like, oh, daddy,
they
why
have to
you
wear matching
you
outfits
don't ever
to indicate
again,
that they're related.
Daddy, oh,
Raggedy
daddy.
Ann and Andy.
These clips.
Oh,
that we,
daddy, that's a
these drops that we have to pull are piling up now. All right, that's
what?
Another one. Okay. Oh, daddy.
Daddy, you gotta grow more marijuana plants.
Really,
all right. Settle down for the bags.
Hey.
But I mean, what's the attraction of like some dude jerking off wanting to find a video where it's like just titled "Brother and Sister Fuck" and like it's just a video of two
maybe
people.
It's
having sex.
Well,
dude.
Is there like a backstory in the video?
No, if you go to like X videos or something, there's always like in like a.
I never click on those because it's just.
No,
I'm
saying they
know.
Exist.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
in that
yeah.
like home page where it's just an aggregate of
oh,
a whole
yeah.
bunch of shit. Like it'll be like, oh, brother and sister having
have
sex.
You ever
it's just
watched?
Like 2 22-year-olds. I have. Yeah,
and there's no backstory going
no,
on?
No, it's just two people
oh,
fucking.
Fuck
I will have their birth certificates
yeah,
out.
Right
sure.
Right
no, but I'm just saying like a little
like
scenario
the,
where they get home from a family trip.
I will tell
yeah,
you
no,
one,
no,
Sid.
I
that,
want make it real for
like,
me.
The, okay, I think that one was there's a girl walking down the hallway and she looks in the door and the brother's jerking off her quote-unquote brother. And then she's like, oh my God. And he's like, what are you doing? And then they start banging.
No,
like, what's the attraction of that? Is it like a guy watching who wanted to bang his own sister and he's watching?
Or maybe he wished
he
had a sister that was hot
like,
enough
that's
to
what
want
I mean.
To bang.
Like, what's the difference between that and just
like
watching
the
like,
thrill of the sin?
The thrill of the sin.
Do you ever want to bang your brother, Noah?
No, not my brother.
Do you ever want to bang you?
But your
no.
sister.
But he has a penis
sister.
Like T.T. Boy. Weren't you ever curious?
Not attracted to my brother.
Not like.
I love that you feel the need to actually say that in case we weren't sure. Thank you for clarifying that you're not attracted.
Are you turned off by your brother? Like
I
he's physically unattractive, or it's
is
because
it,
you're
my
brother.
Brother?
Is it his personality?
Yeah, it's just
what
it's only
he
because
do?
He's like if you're if you.
I'm just.
Didn't he, have a brother and a guy looked exactly like him. Would you find him attractive?
Get up on
if
that.
If I didn't.
If there's a guy in a bar and he looks like your brother, are you going to be like, oh,
no, that's my brother.
Him. But he looks like your, he's not your brother. It's just,
I wouldn't be
like
attracted
him.
To a guy that looks like my, well.
Oh.
Oh. Even if he had a T.T. boycott.
Wow.
Oh,
by the way,
filthy thought right there.
It
was palpable.
I think he's handsome, but I'm not attracted to him.
You have 90 seconds
okay.
to decide, Noah.
Okay, how about your sister Karen, instead of your
go
brother?
Go look at your bunghole so that the conversation can end, please.
I'll do it here. What's the
here's
deal?
A good question. Roger Ebert asks, would Noah bang T.T. Boy?
Would you?
Would you bang T.T. Boy?
No.
There you go.
You didn't even know who he is.
He's probably 50 now.
He,
why does she want a part of that? Gold gray saggy ball.
Well, isn't he like a 90s guy, though? He's not really
he was
80.
He was like, he started in the 80s, I think.
Right. What does he look like?
Average-looking guy. Yeah.
Google him.
Google a T.T. Boy.
While we're doing that, Sid, I'll tell you about a movie with incest scenes
Flowers
that were very fleshed out. No, it's called Backside to the Future.
Oh,
it's from the 80s. But here,
who's in it?
They actually got a DeLorean. It's Randy West, Erica Boyer, and Sharon Mitchell, and I don't remember who else.
Okay.
And so the guy builds a time machine, and she, it's just like Back to the Future,
except
but retarded. Well, she goes back in time. She meets herself, fucks herself back in time.
Nice.
She fucks each one of her two parents, younger versions of her parents.
Nice.
And then like her younger self somehow comes into the present time.
You say she bangs herself. How old is her younger self?
Her younger self is like
banging her younger parents.
Yeah,
12.
It's completely retarded. No, she's like 18.
Yeah, but like teenager porn star is like a 30-year-old woman, but like with short shorts and
yeah, but they look nothing alike. Anyway, it's completely retarded. But
was Nikki Dial in it?
No, no Nikki Dial.
Love me some Nikki Dial.
Yeah, I like Nikki Dial too.
One of the best. Very underrated.
I like watching the porns where it's a couple, mm-hmm. and then they have a babysitter.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Like the young girl, the older couple. Yeah.
Like a little tiny babysitter.
Should try meat holes.
Like a spinner. Like a spinner. I'm all about the spinners, man.
What is a spinner?
Spinner is
meat
like
spin
just,
like that.
Yeah.
No. A spinner is when like what she's describing, like the babysitter would be, which is you know like kind of looks like she's like 18 to 20, you know, really
pigtail.
Skinny frame, very fit, you know, like kind of just perky, healthy boobs, you know, kind of
like
short, you know, whole kind of.
Like
yeah.
And she usually wears white sneakers with these socks that have. Some type of
that's going a little more detail than I'm talking about.
this is what Noah pays attention.
Now we're
she's
treading into
Noah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the spinner as a term is more just a body type.
Yeah, I've
not
never,
what they're wearing.
And it's a tranny.
Never heard that one.
Is it? Meat spin? What?
In your fantasy, it's a tranny.
How about this? Morbid Toaster. Is it gay to want to fuck yourself? Meaning a
clone
of
yourself. Can't you bend your dick below your balls?
I think he means a clone of yourself. Like if there was another you, would you
fuck
yourself?
Yeah, no, I think
it's gay.
That's just
I don't think it's gay, but I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't enjoy like sex with a man.
How do you know you wouldn't like it?
Bend over, Darren. Let's do this right now. Who'd be the top? We're the exact same person.
We'll have to switch. Club sandwich. Who knows? Feel it out once you're in there.
Darren,
you are versatile.
You like girls already, so like, would you do yourself if you were there was another you?
I guess so.
Are you attracted to yourself now?
Sure.
She's not answering honestly.
Your whole self or like just your butt?
I like my whole self.
Oh. Do you like your whole
self?
Your self whole.
So on the whole, you like yourself?
Yeah.
Right. On the whole and off the whole.
Okay.
Well, we've learned a lot this episode. Nothing about metal, though.
Hmm. Well, we learned about black metal vegan chefs.
Kind of buttholes.
Poops.
Incest porn.
Diarrhea.
And
we just
growing more marijuana.
Okay, that joke is over.
Shankletown wants to know which hole is your favorite.
Good question.
I guess my favorite hole is my vagina.
Okay.
Boring.
Traditional, but understandable.
Sean, what's your favorite hole?
Noah's vagina.
Ew.
It would probably be my ear canal.
Never seen that.
Have you been ear fucked?
Do you stick Q-tips all the way down your ear?
Oh, God, yeah. I don't
like
do
that.
The exterior of the hole, I go deep.
You know, you're actually not supposed to do that.
I know, but I can't help it. I need to get that fucking shit out of there.
He means his brain.
Right.
Sure. It's still a little left.
Eardrums.
Wow. What?
Yeah, exactly. No, but how else are you going to get the wax out of there? What are you going to do? Like, do one of those squeeze things?
Ear
squeeze
candle.
Water? What?
Ear candle.
How's that?
The same irrigation kind of thing.
What do you do?
It's
like a neti pot for your ears?
Yeah.
Well, it's a cone that you put in your ear and you light the end of it, and then it creates the suction and it pulls out the earwax.
Ew, weird.
And
really?
then when the fire, like the flame gets closer to you, you stop it. And then when you cut it open, your earwax is like the shape of a candle, depending on how much you have, of course.
And you've done this?
I've done it.
Did you keep the wax?
You can't keep it, but I looked at it.
Well, like why can't you hear?
Somebody show
well, where
up
am I going to keep it? I'm going
to
keep it in a
like
jar?
Like a baby food jar.
Eat it to
Yeah, I've seen your collection of like toenail clippings and shit. Why can't you just keep the earwax?
I don't have a collection of toenails.
Because Sean stole it.
Sean turned it into a necklace.
No, I just use it as lube when I jerk off. Took
my
off toenail? Like the top, yeah, took like the top layer of skin off.
Exfoliate.
Yeah, right. It's like a just... It's like a pumice stone for my penis.
Oh, can we go home now?
A pumice stone for my penis.
All right.
That's the name of the episode. It came in the last minute.
There you go.
Right out of the wire.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. With
when Sean God. Also won't tell his high school reunion story.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, guys.
You got to bring it up. You got to be more active on the show, Sean.
I'm not first mic, man.
He's learning.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get out of here.
Don't judge segue.
Wait, what happened at Sean's high school reunion?
You'll have to wait till a few weeks from now when he remembers again.
Sean, do you want
to
tell the story?
No, it's not that I remember. I remember the whole time. I was waiting for Rob to give
it. Well, I told before you got here, I told Rob and Noah that anytime you try to bring it up, we should try to sidetrack you.
But he never brought it up.
You never even brought it up.
Because I'm that first mic, man. I'm like 27th mic. I don't bring shit up.
You talk like 60% of the show.
Yeah.
You first.
Yeah, but I don't start the conversation.
It was you,
I
the vegan chef, and then the rest of us were all tied.
I just add to your subpar conversation. That's it. I don't bring up my own.
Okay.
Your own subpar conversation.
Yeah, right. That would be a fail.
Tell us about your...
Yeah, I just asked. What happened?
I got to get going.
Sean's got a beer to drink.
I'm going to train.
Let's talk you more beer.
Well, we're going to go out. I have something I wanted to play on the way out. Ryan Adams.
What, is that the...
what, is that you?
Everything I do.
Ryan the better.
He covered Iron Maiden's Wasted Years, and he actually did a really good job. And I wanted to.
He did this.
Oh, that's too bad.
Nervous breakdown.
Sid,
well.
I wanted to play Lunatics.
Wait,
I've been
hold on
old.
A second. Shankletown says, "I think I'm ahead of Sean in terms of mic."
Yeah.
What? What do you say?
He's got higher mic priority.
Shankletown is sixth.
Oh, got you. Yeah, so. Still 27.
He's got a better pick in the football draft.
He's not even actually on mic, and he's ahead of you in mic.
It's true.
All right, there you have it, folks.
People named Mike also.
all Mike's ahead
the
of
the guy who hates Mike Brown is also
yes.
All right. Here's the Ryan Adams song. We'll see you guys next week.
Ryan Adams?
Ryan.
Yeah, this is everything I do.
Throw my hands up to the sky.